All right, this is something the president has released. This is not his speech, but it gives us an idea of where he might be going. President Trump just released this today. As we move forward in uniting our nation after the horrific events on Saturday, this dismissal of the lawless indictment in Florida should be just the first step. You know that that whole indictment in Florida has been released. They're not for the papers, the missing papers and stuff. That was dismissed. He says it should be followed quickly by the dismissal of all the witch hunts. Let us come together to end all weaponization of our justice system and make America great again. Well, this is said exactly the way Donald Trump would say we should all get back together again. But first, make sure you drop all my charges. So anyway, I don't know where he's going when he gives his speech. He has every right to say it, and he's right. This has been a witch hunt. Anyway, or as the president might say, anyway, Ned Timmons is the founder and president of Legal and Security Strategies. He's a former FBI and SWAT team member here. He's here to give us his view of what he saw with his trained eyes at the event Saturday. Ned, nice to have you on board. This is Paul W. Smith. Welcome to Focus.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Where were you when this happened, Ned?
I was, watching it on TV as it unfolded.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
And what were your thoughts?
Well, it was a close one. We came very close to losing a former president.
Closer than most people who don't know very much about guns, closer than a lot of people might understand. Very close.
Half an inch.
If he had not turned his head to the right, he would have taken a full headshot. And sadly, it would have been horrific to see and horrific for the country in every way. But there, but for the grace of God, he turned at that moment and was spared.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you think there's somebody watching out over you. So
that's what he thought.
Would have exploded his head, yeah.
We know that an outdoor venue like this is much harder to protect, to secure at an outdoor rally, more so than what they're going to have in Milwaukee. We understand that. Give me some of your observations.
Well, the Secret Service, first of all, is one of the finest, most well-trained protective agencies that there is and that performs the task they're destined to cover. You're not going to find any group or agency that's better trained for what they do.
Generally speaking, that's always been the case.
Yes. Something happened, breakdown there, that the roof of that building where the sniper was wasn't covered. Then I understand later, just from news, for instance, our news releases that a policeman actually confronted the guy, but the policeman slipped or something and fell.
Well, the guy pointed the gun at him, and then he slipped or fell or something, but for the love of God, I would think they're all connected by radio, and he should have been yelling into his radio, gun, 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 and the Secret Service, who should have seen the guy on the roof but did not, would have been able to secure the president by ducking him down and getting him off the stage.
Absolutely, Paul. What's scary is this is a untrained kid just out of high school that gains access to a secure area and gets a shot off. That's a long shot with an AR-15 type rifle, okay?
Yep.
That rifle is a short-barreled weapon. I didn't see if it had a scope. I'm guessing it had a scope, but that isn't like your deer rifle that's set to shoot 200 or 300 yards.
Right.
That's a close-in weapon. And one that's scary is how he got to that rooftop without being detected.
Here's what I said. I don't mean to be I'm just making my observation, having, and Ned Timmons, you tell me, is the founder and president of Legal and Security Strategies. My feeling was that the Secret Service details that I met back in the mid-'80s when I was with President Ronald Reagan and introducing him, I spent hours with these guys, then at the White House, too, outside, in performance at the White House concerts on the front lawn. I'm telling you that the Secret Service guys I know never would have had a guy get up on that roof and survive in order to set up his rifle and shoot, let alone 8 shots. I'm telling you, I was with the Secret Service after the police there said, we've combed the area, it's clean, it's a sterile area. And the Secret Service agent standing next to me said, no, look, there's a guy up in the tree. We all looked, we couldn't see a guy up in the tree, but all of a sudden we saw the leaves move a little differently. And this guy was aware enough, and this was in the line of sight for the president coming, and he said, no, there's a guy in that tree, get him down. And there was a guy in the tree. He wasn't planning any nefarious activity. He just wanted a great seat to see the president. He doesn't have any idea how close he came to not having a great seat to see the president. But these guys back in the 80s were so good at what they did. I do not believe this guy could have gotten that close to the president with a rifle on a roof. It's not like there were 60 roofs they had to cover. There were 6 buildings altogether, I'm told.
Yeah. Well, it's very concerning. And this kid was not a ninja or something. He wasn't a former Marine, a former military or anything. He was just
a kid who couldn't make the rifle club in high school.
Right, right. And one is how he got to that position. And two is that he even got a shot off that was accurate enough to hit the former president in the ear.
Yeah.
What if we had a trained guy? What if we had a guy that knew what he was doing, yeah, the war camouflage that penetrated that and got off a real accurate shot? You know, that's a concern.
There's a lot of nightmare information that we're going to talk again sometime. Ned Timmons, founder and president of Legal and Security Strategies. We're out of time. Stand by for JR Afternoon. Chris Renwick is here as you're on your way to making each and every day count. Each day is a gift. Regards, Paul W. Smith.